Speaker of Parliament, former, a lawyer, a trained lawyer. Meaning lawyers on the Council of State, Minu Kasei. So, and to determine the prima facie case, they will help. And the Constitution itself, it doesn't leave the decision of determining the prima facie case to only lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
We say, the committee to be established under Article 1466, to have three non-lawyers. And the, I think that the Council of State will do a good job. All the idea, honorable member, into consideration in arriving at a decision. We want stability. We want independence of the judiciary. We don't want to compromise the principles of separation of powers. We are a country that should solidify the independence of the judiciary. So into consideration.
Mm.
The decision of this country to go it's a separate way from the practice in the UK and from the practice in America. It's captured in the Constituent Assembly report of the 1969. In the UK, a judge is removed. A judge of the Superior Court of Judicature is removed by an address to the House of the Parliament. So and then in the United States, the justice of the Superior Court is removed by an impeachment. But yet the ISC, it should be removed. A judge of the Superior Court of Judicature should be removed by a petition submitted to the President and the establishment of a committee. In fact, in the 1969 Constitution, that committee, your friend, a judicial tribunal. That's how the committee was described, as a judicial tribunal. That is why, because it's a judicial tribunal, that is why the decision of the judicial tribunal is binding on the President. It's binding on the President. And so, that is where we have come. You see, that practice has reflected in the 1979 Constitution and also the 1992 Constitution.